وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. إن شاء الله we have the class from the book بلوغ المرام للحافظ ابن حجر العسقلاني رحمه الله تعالى. We were in the كتاب الصلاة, going to start from باب شروط الصلاة إن شاء الله. Chapter 3, this is chapter 3, باب شروط الصلاة, the conditions of صلاة, the conditions of prayers, of prayer. عن علي بن طلق رضي الله تعالى عنه قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, إذا فسى أحدكم في الصلاة فلينصرف وليتوضأ وليعيد الصلاة. رواه الخمسة والصحاح ابن حبان. narrated علي بن طلق رضي الله عنه, Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when one of you releases air, meaning through his anus, during salah prayer, during salah, he should break the salah, we should break the prayer, then perform wudu ablution and repeat the prayer. But this is the rule for someone who break his salah, who fell into one of the nullifiers of wudu inside the salah, he should restart it, make wudu, and then start it from scratch from the beginning. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يقبل الله صلاة حائض إلا بخمار. رواه الخمسة إلا النسائي وصححه ابن خزيمة. narrated عائشة, may Allah be pleased with her, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the salah of a woman who has reached puberty, who has reached the age of puberty, is not accepted unless she is wearing a khimar. She is wearing the khimar. The khimar is a piece of cloth with which a woman covers her head and neck area. It means that the whole body of a woman should be covered, including her hair. In the next hadith, عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال له. So that hadith, the first hadith reported by Al-Khamsa, the five, except Al-Nasai, and Ibn Khuzaym al-Gurari is sahih, authentic. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فإن كان الثوب واسعا فالتحف به, يعني في الصلاة, ولمسلم فخالف بين طرفيه, وإن كان ضيقا فاتزر به, متفق عليه. ولهما من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه لا يصلي أحدكم في الثوب الواحد ليس على عاتقه منه شيء. narrated جابر, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if the garment is ample, wrap it, means it's a large, wrap it around your body, means during the salah. A narration by Muslim has, you should cross the two ends, and if it is tight, you should wrap it around your waist. You should wrap it around your waist. Narrated Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, none of you should offer salah in a single garment with no part of it on his shoulders. That's when the person is able. So in this hadith, that somebody should cover what somebody should, must cover in salah, whether it's male or female. وعن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها أنها سألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أتصلي المرأة في درع وخمار بغير إزار؟ قال إذا كان الدرع سابقا يغطي ظهور قدميها. أخرجه أبو داود وصححه الأئمة وقفه. narrated Ibn Salama, أم سلمة, may Allah be pleased with her, she asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, can a woman pray in a long dress and a veil without wearing a lower garment? He replies, صلى الله عليه وسلم, if the long dress is ample, is large, and covers the surface of her feet. Reported by Abu Dawud, and the Imam is greater it, موقوف, a saying of أم سلمة. وعن عامر ابن ربيعة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في ليلة مظلمة فأشكلت علينا القبلة فصلينا، فلما طلعت الشمس إذا نحن صلينا إلى غير القبلة، فنزلت الآية فأينما تولوا فثم وجه الله. أخرجه الترمذي وضعفه. نارير عامر بن ربيع الله يبارك فيه. We were with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم during a dark night and we become uncertain about the Qibla, meaning the direction of Mecca. Then we pray, meaning without a certain, without be certain. When the sun rose, we discover that we had prayer towards a direction other than the Qibla. So this verse was revealed. So wherever you roam, wherever you turn yourselves or your faces, there is the face of Allah. Reported by At-Tirmidhi, who graded it, da'if means weak. So far there's these three conditions, avoiding what nullified the wudu, covering the awrah, and also facing the qibla. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما بين المشرق والمغرب قبل. أخرجه الترمذي وقواه البخاري. نارير أبو هريرة الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said the direction between the east and the west is قبلة. Reported by الترمذي and البخاري consider it قوي strong. So in this hadith that the distance, the direction of the قبلة is between ماذا؟ Between the east and west. That's for someone who is like the direction of Medina to Mecca. Yes. The opposite person on the other side is going to be to the opposite. Which means that the direction of Qibla for the one who don't see the Kaaba is wide. Is wide. Which means that little turning from the middle of that distance between east and the west, turning away from the middle to the right or to the left, doesn't nullify the salah. It doesn't make the person praying towards other than the qibla. Rather, all that area is towards the qibla. وعن عامر بن ربيعة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي على راحلتي حيث توجهت به. متفق عليه. زاد البخاري يومئ برأسه ولم يكن يصنعه في المكتوب. ولأبي داود من حديث أنس وكان إذا سافر فأراد أن يتطوع استقبل بناقته القبلة فكبر ثم صلى حيث كان وجه ركابه وإسناده حسن. نارين عامر بن ربيعة may Allah be pleased with him who said Allah, I saw Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم praying while mounted on his riding animal facing whatever direction it faces, agreed upon. Al-Bukhari are making gesture with his head. And he didn't do that, means pray while mounted with obligation prayers. With this hadith, means that somebody can pray the sunnah riding on a top of camel. Means, since the salah is a sunnah prayer, is valid even if he doesn't stand. Also, even if he doesn't face the qibla. Sunnah prayer for the traveler. For the traveler, not that doesn't have to face the Qibla, but it's better to start with it for at least than wherever it goes for the Sunnah prayer. Yes. As for mandatory, no, he must pray standing and he must face the Qibla, unless he cannot pray standing because of the nature of the transportation. Like he's on a boat or an airplane or a train and the like, and he's scared if he stands, he fell down. In this case, he prays sitting. Also, the person can pray the sunnah sitting, even if he's not a traveler. Wali Abi Dawood and Anas, and narrated Anas, radiallahu anhu, in another narration of the hadith reported by Abu Dawood, when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled and intended to pray a voluntary prayer, he used to direct his riding camel towards the qibla. Say Allahu Akbar and pray, facing whatever direction it faces. If this chain is Hassan, is good. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الأرض كلها مسجد إلا المقبرة والحمامة. مقبرة منصوب على الاستثناء. ناري أبو سعيد الخدري, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the whole earth is a masjid to pray, means to pray on, except a graveyard and a toilet. Reported by Tirmidhi and it is, and it has an illa, deficient. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى أن يصلى في سبع مواطن: المزبلة والمجزرة والمقبرة وقارعة الطريق والحمام ومعاطن الإبل وفوق ظهر بيت الله. رواه الترمذي وضعفه. ناري ابن عمر رضي الله عنه, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade prayer at seven places: a dam, a slaughterhouse, graveyard, the middle of the path, a bathroom, and where camels sit at warm place, and where camels sit at a warm place, and where camels sit at warm place, and the top means roof of the Kaaba, reported by At-Tirmidhi, who greatly weak. So this narration is weak. وعن أبي مرثد الغنوي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا تصلوا إلى القبور ولا تجلسوا عليها. رواه مسلم. I heard Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم say don't pray towards the graves and do not sit on them. وعن أبي سعيد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا جاء أحدكم المسجد فلينظر فإن رأى في عليه أذى أو قدرا فليمسحه وليصلي فيه. ما أخرجه أبو داود والصحابي بن خزيمة. ناري لأبو سعيد, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said when anyone of you comes to the masjid he should look, and if he sees impurity or filth on his sandals, shoes, he should wipe them and then pray in them. Reported by داود and ابن خزيمة, greatly صحيح. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا وطئ أحدكم الأذى بخفيه فظهورهما. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا وطئ أحدكم الأذى بخفيه فطهورهما التراب. أخرجه أبو داود وضعفه ابن حبان. ناري أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم says one of you steps on fifth with his two leather socks, then the earth is their purification. Reported by Abu Dawood and Ibn Hibban, greater it, sahih, authentic. وعن معاوية بن الحكم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن هذه الصلاة لا يصلح فيها شيء من كلام الناس, إنما هو التسبيح والتكبير وقراءة القرآن. رواه مسلم. نارين معاوية ابن أبي الحكم, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said talking is not befitting during the prayer, for it consists only of glorifying Allah, declaring His greatness, and the recitation of the Quran. Reported by Muslim. وعن زيد بن أرقم رضي الله عنه قال إن كنا لنتكلم في الصلاة على أهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يكلم أحدنا صاحبه بحاجته حتى نزلت حافظ على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوبوا لله قانتين فأمرنا بالسكوت ونهينا عن الكلام. متفق عليه واللفظ لمسلم. ناري زيد بن الأرقم رضي الله عنه we used to talk while engaged in salah during the lifetime of Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and one would talk with his companion regarding his needs in prayer till was revealed, means this ayah, guard strictly the prayers, especially the middle prayer, and stand before Allah with obedience. Then we were commanded to observe silence, means in prayer, and were forbade to talk. Agree upon. This warning is from Muslim. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم التصبيح للرجال والتصفيق للنساء. متفق عليه. زاد مسلم في الصلاة. ناري ابن أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said glorification of Allah, meaning saying is for man, and clapping of hands is for woman. Meaning if the imam mistake and the musallin, those who are praying behind him, wanted to remind him he mistake, what should they do? For man, they say subhanallah. For women, they make what? They make clapping. Yes. Zad the Muslim added during salah, during the prayer. وعن مطرف بن عبد الله بن الشخير رضي الله رحمه الله عن أبيه رضي الله عنه قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي وفي صدره أزيز كأزيز المرجل من البكاء أخرجه الخمسة إلا ابن ماجه وصححه ابن حبان نارير مطرف بن عبد الله بن الشخير رضي الله عنه from his father رضي الله عنه who said, I saw Allah's Messenger وسلم, when he was engaged in prayer and heard sound from his chest like the bubbling of a pot from weeping. Reported by Al-Khamsa, except Ibn Majah, and Ibn Ibn graded it, Sahih authentic. وعن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان لي من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مدخلان فكنت إذا أتيته وهو يصلي تنحنح لي رواه النسائي والماجه نارير علي رضي الله عنه I had the permission of Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم to see him in his house at two times. Whenever I entered to him while he was praying, he would clear his throat as a sign to me. This narration, it means that hemming or deliberate coughing once or twice doesn't disrupt the prayer. The book of Al-Musaffa, a commentary of Muwatta, explains that continuous hammering, crying, weeping, or laughing, though not a speech, invalidates the prayer. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قلت لبلال كيف رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يرد عليهم حين يسلمون عليه وهو يصلي قال يقول هكذا وبسط كفيه أو بسط كفه أخرجه أو الداود والترمذي وصححه ناري ابن عمر رضي الله عنه I asked بلال رضي الله عنه how did you observe the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم replying to theirs meaning the companions salutation while he was engaged in prayer. He, Bilal رضي الله عنه, said he used to do this way. And he, Bilal, demonstrated by spreading his palm. Reported by Abu Dawood, and I transmitted the letter, graded it, Sahih authentic. وعن أبي قتادة رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي وهو حامل أمامة بنت زيد أمامة بنت زينب فإذا سجد وضعها وإذا قام حملها متفق عليه ولمسلم مسلم وهو يؤم الناس في المسجد ناري أبو قتادة رضي الله عنه his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was means one time offering prayer while he was carrying Umama daughter of Zainab prophet's daughter when he prostrated he put her down and when he stood up he lifted her up agree upon Muslim has while he صلى الله عليه وسلم led the people in the prayer in the masjid. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اقتلوا الأسودين في الصلاة الحية والعقرب أخرجه الأربعة وصحبه ابن حبان نار أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said kill the two black ones during صلاة prayer the snake and the scorpion reported by الأربعة عن ابن ماجه ابن حبان greater it صحيح أثنتك والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.